So I'm in the Brackencourt Hotel. It is, what date are we actually? The 5th, isn't it?
Yes, the 5th of May.
And I'm standing with for the...
John Fitzgerald.
And John, what is your title?
I'm the project director for the East-West Interconnector Project.
For AirGrid. John, quick one. Why are there so many people here this evening? Or what's the purpose of it all? Because in short, you're doing a bit of a Santa Claus, is the nicest way of saying it.
Well, yeah, there's been disruption. This project has been ongoing for the last year in Ireland. And it started in 2007. And there's been some temporary disruption as we lay our ducts for our cable. And people have been very patient, and we're very grateful for that during the disruption, which is now substantially complete. There's still some works ongoing. And in lieu of that, people along the route, we have a community gain fund for people, and that's for towns in Fingal along the route that are disrupted and groups.
And one of the ones that had a, just because of the layout in itself, I suppose, is Ballybottle, which is where I'm living. How bad or good did the project in itself go from an AirGrid point of view?
From an AirGrid point of view, it's gone very well. We've planned to do the works this year, and they're substantially complete. We've about 70% of the overall ducting installed, and it will be completed in the coming months. So it's going very well. On the other side of the project, the construction in Britain and the converter station works in County Meath and in Britain as well are going very well. And we're on track to have this infrastructure in place in 2012, which is brilliant.
From a Ballybottle AirGrid perspective, John, there is a bit where, as I rightly pointed out, it's the nicest way to say it is, there is an element of Santa. How, and can I ask you, who is due to benefit this evening?
Well, this fund has been administered. It was agreed earlier on in the year that we would put this fund. It's been done through Fingal, have been very good in administering the fund, and the groups that have benefited in Ballybottle are the Gaelic Football Club, the Hedgerow Society, the Scouts, Faroiga Youth Club, St. Patrick's Hall, the Management Committee, the Pitch and Putt Club, the Community Council, and finally the Tidy Towns. They're the groups that have benefited from this fund. The quantum, the overall fund is for Fingal is in the region of 100,000 euro, and that's split up between the groups, pretty much evenly distributed, depending on the requests and what the need is. Like some wanted for their committees, some wanted for their equipment, some wanted for training, and it's there basically to put something back into the community that has facilitated this project, and to in some way say, listen, thank you for facilitating this development and for being so understanding as we put in place this infrastructure.
How does the funding in itself work, John? I mean, give us a little bit of backtrack. This isn't a case that just somebody put up their hand and said, hi, can I have a few bob?
No, applications were made. As I say, earlier in the year, there was Fingal administered this, and I'm very grateful to them for the work they've done. And they invited applications, and applications came from throughout the Fingal. And the parties that were awarded were the ones who had the good schemes that were along the route, and that were going to take a benefit into the areas that were directly affected by the temporary disruption. Simple as that.
If people want to find out more information, John, is there ways in which you can do that?
Well, in terms of the scheme, Fingal, I would contact Fingal in relation to how the administration of it. We basically took our cue from them and worked with them to try and put this in, because I think you have to be careful not to show favouritism and to do it in a fair manner, and this is something they do this. So
if people want to find out any more about AirGrid and the work that you're doing, which I have to say is kind of being good for everybody, all things said.
Well, I'd just like to say, firstly, I'd like to thank people for being understanding. Our website, www.airgrid.com, there's a link to the works which describe what we're doing, and we've newsletters. We can also be contacted at AirGrid in terms of information, and we'd be happy to field calls. We also have an information office available in Rush, which is open on Mondays, Wednesdays and Fridays. And if people want to find out about the project, even outside their area, if they want to find out what's going to happen in the marine environment or anything else about this project, they can contact our team through our website, or they can go to the local information office in Rush, or indeed write to us and we'll send out information. We've a lot of good information on the project that people may find interesting in terms of what it's going to do, why we're doing it, what's the benefit going to be, what's it going to mean to Ireland, how many homes will it power and who will benefit from it.
Excellent, John, thank you so much for your time. It's been a real pleasure to meet you this evening.
Thanks, you're welcome, Peter.